The military is hurting for recruits and launching a billion-dollar advertising campaign. But some experts say the Army's recruiting woes are due to poor marketing of its brand. NPR's Farai Chidea finds out more from consumer expert Adam Hemp. He says the Army's latest marketing strategy involves targeting parents.
They're reaching out to parents and trying to convince parents that this is a good career move, and that clearly the Army research is showing that because the situation is dangerous and the media are all over it, that parents are exerting much more negative pressure than they have in the past when it was a much safer decision.
Let's talk a little bit about the question of a brand. There are certain facts, like there's a war going on and people are afraid that if they join the Army, they're going to get caught up in that war. And then there's the idea of a brand. What is branding, and how does that apply to the Army?
Creating a set of images around a product people can relate to, that they want to be part of, want to be associated with, and feel proud of that connection. And what's happened to the Army's brand is that it's continually deteriorated. The scandals have contributed to it. The fact that the war hasn't gone nearly as well as the Army had planned, so their credibility has been dramatically hurt. They don't have the equipment and the armor that they need. And by contrast, the Marines brand has been consistently strong, and so have some of the other armed services. And that's why those branches are not having trouble and, in fact, have met their goals. And it's really the Army alone that has this big negative deficit they're looking at.
Representative Charlie Rangel of New York and other local Democratic leaders blasted a, quote, racially insulting campaign by the Pentagon to target poor and minority youth. Was that a bad move?
I think it was. And in fact, some of the data I've seen have shown actually that minority groups are underrepresented with new recruits as opposed to a couple of years ago. But I think that what the Army has done is, again, put itself right in the media target by making really stupid, kind of tone-deaf decisions, like going right after the African-American community, very much like other marketers have done, cigarette people, for example, who've gotten punished for it. So, you know, it's pretty obvious that that would be a problem from an image point of view, and it's just really, again, an example of the Army's tone-deaf approach that led to that problem. They just don't know how to handle themselves as a consumer brand. They're really unsophisticated, believe it or not, about the media and public relations implications of a lot of their choices.
Well, you know, I find all this fascinating because the little rational part of my brain says people have got to look at the risks and the benefits of any decision, including the military. But the other part of me says, yeah, hey, you're probably right. If you had this fly, you know, like army shop in the middle of the mall, kids would go for that. But is that right? Do you really want to see people just, you know, like, hey, you got a whole bunch of video games, you know, have Shaggy, he was in the Army, have him come in and do a free show? If the Army went that way, wouldn't it just be cheesy and demeaning and somewhat duplicitous?
The Army actually has done some video game marketing, which I don't necessarily think is the right thing to do. No, I'm not saying to misrepresent the risk. I don't think you really can. I think, you know, you turn on the TV and you read the newspaper and the risk is there. The people who are going to join are going to join. The people who are adamantly opposed are adamantly opposed. It doesn't take that many people to fill the gap. And there are a lot of people who are on the fence who might even be predisposed, but they just want to feel better about the Army. They want to feel that the Army is being more honest with them, more transparency. One of the strengths of the Army has always been, going back, you know, to World War II and before that, the bonding, the camaraderie, the whole band of brothers thing that happens in the Army. And for a lot of kids who are potential recruits, they need that kind of structure. And when they emerge from the Army, that's a very positive part of their experiences.
Consumer expert Adam Hampt, author of the book Dictionary of the Future, The Words, Terms, and Trends That Define the Way We'll Live, Work, and Talk. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.